Is Daf Peches. So we did yesterday the Mishnah on the end of Pei Zayin and Beis, and just to maybe read the Mishnah inside again. The Mishnah says Yodea Anishesh Nedarim. Person says, I know there's a Neder. The husband says, I know Nedarim exists. Aval Inu Yodea Sheish Mefirim. I was unaware that I have the ability to do Mefir Hafara. The Halacha is Yefir. The moment he learns of this Halacha, then the 24 hours begin, even though it could be years later on after actually hearing the Neder. It all depends on when he learns about this. If he says, Yodea Anishesh Mefirim, I know the concept of Hafara, Aval Inu Yodea Sheish a Neder. I didn't know that my wife took a Neder. I didn't think that qualified as a Neder, or that was a type of Neder I could do Hafara. Rabbi Meir Omer, Lo Yefer, nope, that was enough Yodea. The fact that you knew of Hafara, even though you didn't know the Neder, that's enough Yodea for the clock to begin, and 24 hours pass, you can't do it. And Chacham Omer, Yefer, no, that's not enough Yodea. We saw Machlokis in the round two different ways how to interpret this, the second half of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says now, Uriminu, they ask a question for the following Brysa. This Brysa appears a few places in Shas, I believe. The Brysa says, Makos, Babakama, I think also maybe Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, below Ros. This Pasuk is talking about, I think, Mitzora, right? Talking about actually killing, murder. Right, the Pasuk on the side says, O Bechol Evan Asher Yomos Ba, if a person has any stone that has the ability to kill an individual below Ros, and he didn't see him, V'yipol Alav, and he falls, V'yamos, and the individual dies, V'hulo Oyev Lav, V'lo M'vakish Raso, they were not enemies, he wasn't seeking out his death. So the Gemara goes on, the Pasuk goes on to explain that he gets Galus. So says the Gemara, below Ros, he didn't see him, Prat L'suma, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is to the exclusion of a Summa that Rashi, the Ron explains. If you go to the Ron three wide lines down, he says, Uriminhu below Ra'os Prat L'Summa Sheharag as a Nefesh B'Shogeg Eino Gala. That the, below Ra'os, a person's walking and kills someone without seeing, he gets Galus. But a Summa, a person, a Summa who cannot see, would not get Galus, would have no punishment if he kills someone B'Shogeg. Dimidichsiv says the Ron, below Ra'os, Mashma, Dekanhu below Ra'os. Only in this situation he didn't see the guy walking. Aval, B'Mokmacher Yachal Ra'os, but in another situation he can't see, that's the individual the Pasuk's talking about. But a person who can never see a Summa, that's not what the Pasuk's referring to, he doesn't get Galus. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, however, Omer l'rabos es asuma, the words below Ros are extra to include a Summa, that a Summa is subject to getting Galus. So what's the Shaila here? So let's look at the Ron. The last Ron on the page, it's around eight lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Meir, Omer l'rabos es asuma, to include a Summa. Asuma knows, and someone's walking towards me, and may not see and know who it is, but he senses something, says the Ram. Even though it's not a complete yedua, he doesn't know who it is, doesn't know a man, a woman, how tall, doesn't know the details, and doesn't know exactly where the person is to shoot and target. Since he doesn't see him, that's considered enough yedua. So let's go through the rank further. Ule perusho kam, according to the first pshat that we said yesterday, the prishana de masnisin hachi parach mid Rabbi Meir. It's Shaila and Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Meir. Mid Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? The hach amar Rabbi Meir here. Rabbi Meir says below Ros is l'rabos es hansuma afagav de les leyidia shlema. Even though he doesn't have a complete knowledge of what's going on, the suma he's still included in the pasuk. The kasar mix as yidia kachol yidia. A little bit of yidia is considered like having a full yidia. However, in the Mishnah that we did yesterday, Tani de'enu yachol lahafir b'yadiyazu, knowing a little bit, it's not enough for yadiyah to do a hafara. Boba yom, alma miksas yadiyah lab b'kachol yadiyah. So a partial yadiyah, according to Rabbi Meir, in the first pshat yesterday, is not enough yadiyah. V'hacha amar Rabbi Yehuda, and with regards to Rabbi Yehuda, below Ros, prat l'suma, that's coming to exclude suma, alma miksas yadiyah lab b'kachol yadiyah. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though the suma might sense somebody coming, it's not enough yadiyah. However, in yesterday's Mishnah, we learned Amar Kerab Rabbanan, the Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the Rabbanan, who bar plukes of the Rabbi Meir. Yehuda is always the one who argues with Rabbi Meir. So, Stam Rabbanan against Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. And Yafar Baba Yom, but also Yediyah, that Rabbi Yehuda now permitted one to do Hafara with that Yediyah in yesterday's Mishnah. Almas Triyah the Mixes Yediyah Kechol Yediyah. Having a little bit of Yediyah, knowing that the concept of Hafara works, even though you don't know that this was a Nether, that's enough Yediyah to have the 24 hour clock to start. Let's just leave it with the first pshat. That gives the pshat at least for the Gemara. So there is a stira in whether you say mixas yediyah kichol yediyah, both to Rabbi Meir and to Rabbi Yehuda. So going now on the top of Pei Ches Amun Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Hacha minyana dekra, hacha minyana dekra. Each pasuk is going to be changed and altered by the context of the pasuk, meaning Dikra, Rabbi Huda Savar Gavi Rotzech, with respect to Rotzech, with respect to the Rotzech B'shogeg, Ksiv the Pasuk says, Asher Yavo Esra'eo B'yar, that when a person enters into the forest, that's the situation, that's the backdrop of the case. Kol Davar Mi'al Liyar, anybody, it says, the Pasuk, Asher Yavo Esra'eo B'yar, anyone who walks into the yar, that includes even a Summa, the Summa Name Bar Me'al Liyar. A Summa is also someone who's able to enter into a forest. So everyone, from that opening pasuk, Asher Yavo Esra'eo B'yar, everyone's included, every individual is included in this parsha. So, V'i Amris, and if you were to say that below Raos is the Rabos is a Summa, and if you assume that below Raos is coming to include a Summa, Miyar Nafkle, it's already learned out from Miyar, you don't need to have an extra inclusion. Ela must be, then therefore Shema Mina below Raos is coming to be Prat L'Suma, coming to exclude a Summa, because again the words, Asher Yavo Esra'eo B'yar, comes to include every single person. So Belaros must be coming to knock down, to remove, to exclude a Summa from this situation. Rabbi Meir Savar, Meir holds, no, Ksib Vlidas, the Pasuk says which Pasuk is Vlidas, is the previous Pasuk. It's Vlidas, right? No, it doesn't say Vlidas in the previous Pasuk. Where does it say Vlidas? It's on the side for some reason. Okay, but the pasuk says right. This week's parsha, is it this week's parsha? Varim Yutes? It might be. Zed Dvar Rotzeach Asher Yanos Sham V'Chai. It says the pasuk. I'm reading it from the Misifta here. Asher Yakets Re'eo B'Vlidas. So what's B'Vlidas? The only time a person gets galus is if he kills B'Vlidas. B'Vlidas says that Rabbi Meir. Ksiv b'lidas kol davar miyada, anybody who knows, who has knowledge, the summa la bar miyada, but a summa doesn't have das, not aware as to what's going on. So a summa is excluded from the pasuk b'lidas. V'yamars below raos prat the summa. If you say below raos comes to exclude a summa, well, we already mivlidas nafka. We already learned that from the words mivlidas, because a summa does not have das that a person is approaching him or he's approaching a person. So Elishma Mina below Raos is the Rabbis of Summa. So Bevlidas comes to exclude Summa. The word below Raos comes to back and include Summa into the Parsha of Rotzeach. So that's the machlokas they're arguing about, how the Darshan of Pesukim in the context of Rotzeach. But their klal is, the klal still stands, how they assume by Hafara, where the Mikhtes Das is Kichol Das, that's clear Das. So by the Hafara, Meir holds that Mikhtes Das is Kichol Das, and therefore you cannot do Hafara. Right. And Rabbi Huda thinks Mikhtes Das is not Kichol Das, therefore you can do Hafara when you find out all the halachas. And that's the general rule. The exception is by Rotzeach, based on Darshan the Pesukim.
Right, so we hold that Mikhtes Das,
Mikhtes Das, well, we would assume, right, Chachamim. Exactly, Rabbi Huda Chachamim, that Mikhtes Das is not Kichol Das. Right, at least it's all within the first shot. I'm not going the second shot right now.
But who brings the concept of Mikhtes Das, Kichol Das? Just the Ran, or it's somewhere else?
Yeah, well, that's the Ran interpreters. I wonder if there's another interpretation.
Is there such a thing in another Gemara that we learned like that, or it's just something that the Ran came up with?
There is such a concept. The Gemara in Shavuos talks about, and a little bit also in Masechta Shabbos in the Klal Gadol, about Chayiv Shabbos. Here, you need a Yediyah. For any Chatos, you need a Yediyah. For a person to be Chayiv Chatos, let's say he's a Tinok Shenishba. He never knew anything. He was a child. They found him hidden somewhere in a village in India, and they found that he's a Jewish child. He doesn't know anything, so he starts violating Shabbos, because right. No one taught him. He's Pater from Chatos, because the Pesukim say, the Gemara learns that you need a Yediyah in the beginning. You have to know that such a concept of Shabbos exists, and that these are Malachas, and then he forgot it. So what's considered Yediyah? So the Gemara talks about, if he knew that Shabbos existed, just without all the details, and he violated a number of Shabbos, that's enough yediyah for him to bring one chatas.
One
chatas. Oh, the halachas like that. So that might right. Be an area to look at by yediyos chataos. I'm not sure where else though. Okay, there's a long run here. I'm not sure if we have to go through it. I think we got pshat there. Okay. Yeah, I think it's pretty much pshat that we said. Okay, so the mission now tells us that Hamadir Ahana Mechasna. Interesting. More like Shriya, the mother in law taking. So the father in law takes a neder that his son-in-law cannot get hana from him. Or no, rather the other way around, I think. That he says and that there that he cannot get hana from his son-in-law. Now, which direction is this in? So the father-in-law says that the chasson, the son-in-law, cannot get hana from him. Who wrote to losses? So this is before marriage, apparently. Who wrote to losses? Libito ma'a, maybe not. They're married.
Right,
who wrote to losses? Yeah.
It's the wrong. It's not precise. The lashon.
Oh, okay, good. Oh. Okay, good. It should be lichosna.
Lichosna, right?
Ah, I see that. Okay, good. So I was.
Lichosna. Really should be lichosna, right?
Right.
Yeah. Lichosna.
Yes. Okay, that's what I see. The Tosfos Yontif says that.
Yeah,
fine. Okay, so he takes a nether that the chasson, the son-in-law, cannot get hana from him. And then the father-in-law, the father of the bride, who wrote to Losers Lebito Maus, but he wants to give his daughter some money. But if he gives his daughter money, Mashakana Ishakana Baila, so then he's in essence giving his son-in-law, which is Aser. So Omer La, so he says to his daughter, Hare Hamos Heilu Nesuna Lecha B'matana, I'm giving you these coins as a present for you exclusively. As long as your husband has no rights to them, it's all yours to buy whatever you please. Unless you decide, whatever you decide on your mouth, how to deal with it. I mean, if you want to invest in something, you want to buy something for your husband, that's fine. But you have full rights what to do with these coins.
Right, first goes to her and then she can decide.
Right. And we have the concept that this, in general, a person can, even though there's a concept of mashakana isha kana baila, or mashakana evad kana rabo, if the giver says, I'm giving it to you with exclusive rights that your master, your husband has no rights, this is a tanai that actually works.
It would also work for evad?
For an evad also.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the ways that the Mishnah in Kedushin wants to know, how can an evad ever be redeemed with kesef? An evad cannot be redeemed
right,
with kesef.
Every time that he gets it.
I think one of the answers is that you make a tanai that only he gets it. So let's look at the Ran's here. So the Ran says in the Mishnah, this is around 7 medium wide lines down, Masnisin hanoda hana michasna who wrote to losses maus libito. Hadatani maus, the reason why they chose money, mishum de iavile mizonas, if he's giving food to his daughter, ein tsarch lomar laklum lefishein halbal zichia behen. And then there's no reason for a tanai, because apparently that's understood that the daughter gets full rights to. Behind the tanam beperek in bein hamadir, we learned this earlier. You probably remember this. Daf lamin ches. The zonas isha velo hitzichul lomar bevach lo yehi blebalachav rishus behem. The Mishnah tells us that you could a person could feed his wife, and there's no need to a neighbor could feed the wife of his friend, and no need to say that your husband has no rights to this. Mishum why the chayvin de ihu zonim b'makom habal, since the neighbor is now filling in the shoes of the husband, less le labal shem zichus bosom mizonos. The father, the husband has no rights to. I mean, the husband has an obligation to give food to his wife. Now we don't say, oh, he gives food to his wife and he takes it back; it's his. It doesn't work like that. So here too, also, he just by you, the father in this case, stepping in the shoes of the husband and filling his responsibility of paying the wife, in this case his daughter, mizonos. The husband has no rights to them. Even if the husband were to give mizonos to his wife, that's have been declared his responsibility, and had been very exact what to give her, but there have to be some surplus that he gives her. The husband has a right in the surplus, even though it's above that he had to give. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Certainly when somebody else is giving the food to her, certainly then husband shouldn't have any rights to it. For this reason, Tani who wrote to Losay's Labito Maus, that the father wanted to give money, that she has money to use for spending money. In this situation, the husband does have rights had he not stipulated otherwise. And he goes on to explain the Ran, like the third paragraph of Basa teaches us, that she could buy from them karka and the husband eats the fruit. And if that happens, then in essence, the husband's going to be benefiting, the son-in-law would be benefiting from this property that was given over to the wife. Therefore, the husband has to say, the father has to say, okay. Then the Ran continues to say, you have to say both these texts. Aval amar ein lebalecha rishis ben bilachud lomhan. If you just simply say that your husband has no rights, that's not sufficient. Demasnisin Rabbi Meir he to amar yad isha kiad baila. The hand of the wife is like the hand of the husband, according to Rabbi Meir. Kidemoki lebegmar. The Gemara is about to tell us that Rabbi Meir authored our Mishnah. V'chitema imkain ki amar la nami. Even if you say this, el mashat no sense laficha my mahani. So why, by saying whatever you want to do is also yours, why is that going to help anything? Hainu time, the reason is, says the Ran, Mishum Dechemin Shein Isha Zocha Benechasim Kal Ad Shetitein Osam Latoch Pia, that the wife is not Zocha to anything until it enters into her mouth. Harei Beosa Asha Ein Abal Yachol Azakos Ben. The moment she places the food into her mouth, she cannot, the husband can't take it back anymore. Well, if he said, Dafka Ki Amar La Masha At No Senes Laficha, Aval I Amar La Ela Masha At Miskase, Lukayot Zibah La Mahani Vekhani Yasin Habal. Much are we trying to get at here? Placing in the mouth? We're talking about food, we're talking about money, not food. Okay, I'm not sure exactly. Okay, but either way, the Ran is saying, for some reason I'm not understanding.
Double lishonos. He has to say, this is only for you, and it's not for your husband.
Right. So I'm not getting exactly why that is, but he's saying they're both necessary.
But our rights, our mission says what? But here it doesn't give a use that both lashonot.
The mission, I think it's a bevan shelo yehi levalcha rishis ben, and ela mashat nosas v'nosenes beficha. So both then. Okay. The Gemara now says in the bottom of Peches of Nalef, Amar Rav, lo shanu ela damar la. It only works if he says to her, the father says to his daughter, Mashat nosas v'nosenes beficha, that you have the right to do business, to deal with the money as you please. Aval ma amar mashat tirtzi asa. If you say what you want, do, kana yasan bal, then the husband will be konit. Let's look at the Ran here. The Ran, the last Ran on the page, two lines up, he says, Lo shanu elo damar la mashat no sense lefiha. That language has to be used. Kilomar kolishin de masisin, like the Mishnah presents it. Damar la, like he says to her, two things. Amanash, shein lecha v'abal, rishas ben, and elo mashat no sense, v'nosech lefiha. V'chiyah gavne b'chud hu, de lo kani yasin bal. With this text only, is how the husband has no rights. And why? Mishum shemash etir to ase lo mani. If he says, do what you want, it's not sufficient. Tfei, it's no different. It's not adding anything further that your husband has no rights to this, or saying you have the rights to it. It's just two sides of the opposite, two opposite sides of the same coin. Just like saying your husband has no rights to it, if you say that alone, doesn't work. When you say both of them, it's the same thing. Saying your husband has no rights and you have full rights is really one and the same thing. So what's it adding by saying ata noses v'noses l'ficha? Why is that something different? That also seems to me to be the same thing.
Meaning if he gives her instructions to buy something specific.
That works or that doesn't work?
That works.
That's what means she'at no sas v'no senes b'ficha?
Yidahino she'hi reshait liknot b'ma'ot d'var mesuyam bilvad she'betnai kazeh aval eino yachol eino zokhe b'ma'ot klal aval im amar ma she'tirzi lasot b'ma'ot asi she'lo hikdil et zchuta b'ma'ot harei ze k'yomar stam she'lo yeh lebalech reshut b'hem she'drav eina mo'ilim b'kana aval. Meaning the fact that if he tells her Mashatir Siyasi, it's like he would say that it's not for your Baal, it's not the double dashan, it seems.
Right. It sounds like from here though, this is what the Rama is saying, the language of Ma Sha'at no seis no senes beficha means what you eat. It's the way the Rishis is explaining it, that here's money for you to buy food for yourself. And once it becomes food in her mouth, then the husband has no more rights to it. That's why I'm assisting. It's explaining. It sounds like what the Rambam is telling us also.
But it's only for food? He Is that what it is?
That's what it sounds like. That's what the Rambam was saying, which I didn't get. I didn't initially think that. Yeah, you see that Tosfos says that also. You see Tosfos, Dibur Maschil Lo Shanu?
Yes.
He says, Lo Shanu, this only works, Ela Da'amar La Mashat No Seis V'No Senes L'Toch Picha. The Lo Havya Matana Shela L'Chol Davar, it's not for anything she wants. It's only for food purposes. Hilkach Im Amar La Amanas Shein L'Valach V'Rishizben Lo Kana Habal. Habal, let's read further. Habal Amar La Mashatir to Asi Kana Yasin Baal. If you say, do what you want with it, then the husband's going to buy it, going to acquire it. Doesn't add anything further. It sounds like it's only with respect to eating. Let's see the rush.
Here, it's according to the article, it's not. It's an example. Is that he tells it to buy something specific? He can tell it, listen, buy yourself, a sweater.
Ah, that's the rush also. Right, very good. Let's look at the rush to see that inside. I bet the article is quoting from the rush. So if you look at the rush, it says Lo Shanu Elo Damar La Mashat No Seis No Seis Lepicha Hare Perish Mash Amar Betchila Hamalos Halalu Nusun Lecha B'Matana Delo Havi Matana Lechol Davar Elo Lemashat Perish. He said something, and Picha was an example. He said something to use it for,
right.
And that's when the husband has no rights to it. But if you say do whatever you want, that's no different than saying your husband has a right. It's really saying the same thing twice.
Right.
Just two different ways. Okay, that's all according to Rav. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, Afilu Amar Mashatiti, Ase, Lo Kane Baal, Kane Yasin Baal. Nope. Even if you give her full right, full reign to do what she wants with the money, that's enough to prevent the husband from acquiring anything. Okay, it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Gemara asks a question, Maskev Lo Rebbe Zera. Rebbe Zera asks, Kiman Ozla Hoshmaisa. The Rav. Who does this statement of Rav hold like? Rav who holds again that it has to be very specific, where the father gives money to the wife, that the husband has a right, and for specific use, to buy a sweater, to buy food. Who does Rav hold like? He holds like, Ki Rabbi Meir, Damar Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila. That anything that the wife acquires, in essence, the husband acquires. So the only reason why Rav says it works is because you're so specific, buying for you a sweater, since it's so specific and very narrow, that's able to circumvent the Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila. If you look at the Ran here, you go back to the Ran on Peches Mebez, three lines up from the top, three lines down. Shmuel Amar, Afilu Amar Mashatirti Asid Lo Kana Yasabal. You see that Ran there?
Yeah.
So this is going back to what Shmuel's opinion is. So the Ran explained that Shmuel holds Lo Palig Ad Rav Beferush B'Demasnisen. He doesn't argue how to explain the Mishnah with Rav. Demo Delay Vade Demasnisen Iamar Mashatirti Asid Lo Hamani. He agrees to the Mishnah that if the father says to the wife, to the daughter rather, do what you please. Even Shmuel agrees that it's not going to work. They're arguing about some halacha, some concept. Rav thinks our mission was authored by Rabbi Meir. And that's why if the father says to the daughter, here, buy what you want, automatically the husband's going to acquire it. Shmuel certainly agrees the Mishnah is written this way. We hold like the Rabbanan. Meaning the Shmuel agrees that the Mishnah is read, it's interpreted to be a way where the father gave it for a specific use. That's the Mishnah's example. But is there another example outside the Mishnah that would also work? So Shmuel says, well, we hold like the Rabbanan, that example would also work. And Rav holds, no, we hold like Rabbi Meir, that other case wouldn't work. A generic statement would not work. So he's just saying it's not a machlokas in how to teach the Mishnah, it's a machlokas how we paskin. So let's read the next Ran now. Kiman Azla Hashmaisa Rav, Rabbi Meir. Who did Rav hold that he says it only works when the father gives it for a very specific use? He holds like Rabbi Meir, Damar Beper Kamat the Kedushin, Daf Chav Gimel Amar Beis. Oh, this is that mission I was talking about. Gav Eved Kanani, Diad Eved Kiad Rabo, Dami, Vuadin, Liad Isha, Dahavi Yad Kiad Baila. So that halacha, that Mishnah tells us that the only way to circumvent it is for giving it to them for a very specific purpose. I thought the Ran would have explained more there, though. Okay. Fine. So again, the only way to circumvent this concept of Yad Isha Kiyad Baila is only with respect to giving a very specific, with this Tanai, a very specific purpose with for the money. The Gemara now asks a question, the Gemara in from Erevin, Uriminhu. Keitad Beshtatvin B'mavoy. How is a person supposed to do Shituf Mavalos? Shituf Mavalos we don't have anymore, we don't have concept of Mavalos. Mavalos are the different alleyways, and the alleyways they had all the different neighborhoods or little chutzes would come off the neighborhoods. It's kind of like a centipede, the Gemara says. You have like a big line, like an alley, and then all these courtyards coming off.
In Erevin.
What? Yeah. So, you did Erevin yet?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, you started getting right, so yeah, you finished Erevin. So, how does one do Mishatfin B'mavah? How do you combine all the different chatzeros, all the different people, to make the mavah into one ownership to allow for carrying in the mavah? You need lechis and kares, all these other things as well. But in addition to just making, there are two elements when it comes to making an Erevin sheet of mavahs. One thing is having to enclose everything with the proper strings or tours pesachs or lechis or kares. And the second thing is you need a piece of bread that's going to be ma'ari everyone together to show the union. How do you do it? Mishatfin b'mavoy. Meniach es achavis. You place a chavis, a jug of something inside it. V'omer, and a person says, Harei zeh l'chol b'nei mavoy. This chavis is for the taking for anybody who wants. Everyone's zocha in this chavis is going to bridge us together. And we're all now one unit. U'mezach lehen aidei avdo. And the way you have, the way Zechiah works, I can't just say this is going to be for you. I need to be mezach. I need to hand it over to someone. He has to lift it up and do a little hagbah. And he's kona on behalf of everybody else because zoch and adam shalom b'fanav. Even though he's not there, so you give it to somebody else, he's zoch on behalf of everyone. So you can't do this. I had this case a couple of times with Erevin. You can't give it to a wife. We'll see the probably in a second because when you give it to your wife, it goes right back to you. So it happened, remember, was it last year, 2 years ago? When my wife and I went there to Israel with a big snowstorm, the big blizzard, it was Sarah Simei Tshuva. No, Bateves, it was a Friday.
A year and a half ago,
right. So the air was down, or I thought it was down, and I needed to be able to carry in the building hallways. Right. So I wanted to make an Erev, but I can't give it to my wife, because she's not Kona, she can't be, it doesn't never leave my Rishus when I give it back to her. So you have to give it to somebody who is not under your auspices. I ended up couldn't find anybody, so we couldn't make it an Erev. But, We went down to Florida though in June. We were there for Shabbos. I was able to make an Erev. I went to the Chabad and I had someone in Chabad who was mezakeh for everyone in the building, so I could carry around in the building. So that's the same idea here. So who do you give it to?
You have to be part of the building, the person.
No, you don't have to be part of the building.
Because
anyone just can't give it to. Has to be someone other than yourself or your wife. So mezakeh lehen aydei avdo. So a person you could give it to your eved because your eved is not considered yours. We'll see in a second what that means. Uvishivchaso ha'ivrim, only a Jewish own, because eved kanani is mashikana eved kanaraba. That doesn't work. And eved ivri he is independent. Or a shivcha, an ame ivri, a Jewish maidservant. By de beno bito hagdolim, or in the older children who are self sufficient, who are not under my control, they're also considered independent. I could give to them. By the ishto, and even the wife says, which is against what I was saying. The amris kana yasin baila, erev lo nafik mirshu se debal. But if you say that ma'akshe kana isha kana baila, so I give it to my wife, it never leaves my rishus. It was zichia, zachin will not work. So let's just look at a second here. Another round, everything we're good to go right now. Okay, fine, beautiful. We did that round. Okay, fine. We don't need to do any rounds here. So what's pshat here? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav explains, Afagav Damar Rebbe Meir Yad Isha Kiyad Baila. Even though we hold Yad Isha like Yad Baila, Modi Rebbe Meir Le'inin Shituf Decherim De Lezakos La'cherim Hu Miyad Baila Zachya. He holds, since with respect to Shituf, it's for the benefit of others, then he thinks that by giving to his wife will be able to be Zocha on behalf of others.
We don't hold like that.
I believe we do not pass in this way. I think it's there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, and I remember I was looking at halachas when that time in Eretz Yisrael. I was looking at halachas would I have a choice, and I saw there was an opinion that said in the Shulchan Aruch that we can rely. One opinion thinks you can give it to your wife, but I wasn't sure if we pass in that way. I couldn't get in touch with anybody. I didn't know who to call in Eretz Yisrael, and afterward I had to Rewulig. Afterward, after I did the right thing, and he told me that I shouldn't rely on my wife to give it to. That's what he said to me. By this stage of the Gemara, it sounds like one could in the case of Shituf Mavos. Let's just look at the Ran for a second. The Ran is four medium wide lines down. He says, "Mode Rabbi Meir linyan shita dechevin de lezakus la'acherim, since it's for the benefit of others, kevin de nafig miad bayla v'chazachya, since it left my rishus, even though it's going to springboard right back to me, that's enough to be zoche for shita mavos. The nehidam Rabbi Meir de'ain kinyan l'isha b'lo bayla, even though in general he holds the wife cannot acquire anything without the husband, in essence, acquiring it. Hanimila hecha diyav le'acher matan. That's when somebody else gives it to the wife." When a husband gives to his wife, so therefore she's konet and the husband cannot eat fruits. Since it left his rishus to go to his wife, he gives it directly to his wife. He doesn't actually give it to her. It's just to be zocha for others. He thinks that's going to work. It's actually interesting. I once had the shaila a few years ago. Someone's wife lost her a young couple. The wife lost her father, so she was an avelis, and it was after shiva and shloshim. Still, it could have been even yirbeis chodesh. And the husband wanted to give a matana to the wife. And the halacha is not supposed to give a big matana to someone who's sitting who's an avelis. The big wanted to know whether he's allowed to give it to her. So. No, on one hand, when he gives it to her, it goes right back to him, so he doesn't really give her anything. That's number one. Number two is the money that he uses, if it's, let's say, a joint account, it's really maybe her money also that's being used to buy the present. But the individual who was asking was a wealthy individual, came from a wealthy family. So I had a certain idea. I bet he had a separate account. Sometimes when there's big mergers, they don't like to merge the accounts. So I asked him if he has a separate bank account. He says he does have a separate bank account. Right. So it was really, in essence, his own money that he was using to buy her. So I would advise him not to give the matana. I think that's why I passed on that. I asked Rav Ulig, I think, also in that case. Okay, these questions come up, though, about how it works, what the wife is, mashkan isha kana baila. Okay. So the Gemara says now, Esive, ask the Gemara. Ravina le Rav Ashi. Ravina asks Rav Ashi, "Elu shezachen lehen aidei bino, ubita agdolim, v'avdo v'shivchaso v'ha'evrim." So the following are people who can be zocha that the man could give these individuals, and they could be zocha for the acherim in order to create the sheet of mavos. V'elu shein zachen lehen, and the following are individuals who one cannot be zocha for: aidei bino, ubita haktanim, younger children who are relying on the father, they're still dependent. These, when you give to these individuals, it never leaves the rishus of the father or the master. And the wife is included also. So we see on this brisa, it will not work by giving the shita muvos to the wife. So El Amar Ravashi, Ravashi explains, Mas nisin b'sheyesh lachatzer b'osam mavoi askinon demigo dezach lenafsha dezach lechinu. The situation, you're right. In general, whatever the wife acquires, mashakana ishakana baila, and normally a wife may not be zocha for others by shita mavos. The situation where we said it does work by shita mavos is a situation where she has exclusive rights to a chatzer. She has one of the courtyards in this alleyway, this mavoi. To be honest, I always get confused about which is which. It's the one where she has. Well, look at the run. Let's look at the run. I remember each time I see it, and then the Rashi explains the difference. There's a Rashi and Yevamos.
I also
get
confused. Has to be a way to remember it.
There is Rashi and Yevamos explained on the Mishnah. He explains what they are. I know some Kesubas. I think he explains, and I always forget. Tom Barzel is Barzel. It never ends. I think it's about maybe that's the Kinyan.
Tom Barzel is that she never loses. I think.
She never loses it. So I guess she has a title.
That he can use it.
But she owns the property.
But she owns the property.
Maybe.
And Melud.
Okay, yeah, no, I always... It's actually funny, though, many years ago, when Jason came back from Eretz Yisrael, he was once learning in DRS.
My Jason?
Yeah, you're Jason.
Yeah.
And he had asked me this difference. Uh-huh. I said, I don't know, we looked up in the Rambam. I said, I always forget. I still forget. Okay. So end up saying, so the answer is, says Ravashi, the situation where it works that the wife may be zocha for others regards to shita mavos is particularly when she has a chatzer in that mavoi. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says this is five Y lines down towards the end of the line. Amar Rav Yashi, Ki katani mizake lehenai de isha. When we said it works, he can give his wife dafka b'sheish lachatzar b'osa mavoi, only when she has a property in that mavoi. Kagon shenafalo b'yirusha b'odil rusa, when she inherited something while she was engaged. Who kasavla b'od arusa, while she was in arusa, the husband writes there din v'dvar me'ainu b'nechsech, I have no rights to that property, that's all yours, so she has exclusive rights. De b'chi agav, in such a situation mahani kedita b'reish b'herka kosev, that's where she has exclusive rights, since she has an independent chatzer. So just like she can be zocha for her own chatzer, she can be zocha for others as well. The Mig of the Zachel Nafshi says they're on Lahati Chatzer, just like she has the right to accept it, to be Mata her Chatzer as part of the Mavoy, to be Baal Shinasa Matana Lisha Afilu Rameir Moda the Yeshla Yad, Kedikhsiv Nalael, Zachanami Lachmini Lachobne Mavoy. Okay, very good. Now, the Indian Halacha, there's a long run here, had a Paskin. The Indian Halacha, Pasuk Hanagid her Rabbeinu Shmuel Halevi, Bishem Rav Amon Gonzal, Halacha Kishmuel, we Paskin like Shmuel that says Mashakani Isha Lo Kanabile. The Afagav, the Pluksayo Hachalin and Isura, very interesting. Even though this machlokas with respect to Isurim, the Kaimlan Karabi Isurei, Gemara Bechoris. Gemara Bechoris says, we pass him like Rav be Isurim and like Shmuel with Dinim. That's the Klal. So this is an Isur, Davar Isur, it's talking about, because Ervin is the Isurim of Shabbos, so we should pass like Rav. Afil Hachi came into Iker Pluksayo Bedine Italia. Since the real main discussion of Mashkan Isha Kanabal is about Dinim, which is really referring to halachas of, I guess, Matanos, which is Dine Choshe Mishpa. That's a real source. Yamrin Yad Isha Kiad Baila Olao. So since we pass like Dinim Kishmuel, the Hilchas Kavasa Bedine, we pass like Shmuel by Dinim, so too by other applications, even by Isurim, we're going to continue. We need that consistency of passing like Shmuel across the board. Moreover, the Rav Krabi Meir Shmuel Krabana Hilchak Naktin Kavasayo. And even in the context of Nedarim here by Isurim, Shmuel holds like Rabbanim. We always pass like Rabbanim as well. The Oud, another proof is the Sugin Ba'alma Kishmuel. The general Sugya seems to always favor the opinion of Shmuel, the Alman Asher Ein Levalacha Vashus Ba'en B'lachud Mahani. If you just make that one statement, you don't need two statements, but one statement's enough to allow the wife to be Kona. Kedamrinim Aperak Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. Gavre Hafrasha. He's going to bring a number of rayas. We don't need to go to all these rayas here. Now, if you jump down a few lines where it says Aval Rabino Tam, it's the first word on the line is Nachman Zal. Aval. I just lost the Aval now. Aval.
Okay.
So he says Aval Rabbeinu Tam v'Haravid Zal Pasku Kirav. They argue, we hold like Rav that says Mashkan Isha Kanabaila Mishum de Pluksayo Hacha Gav Nidarim Disurinu, because this sugya here in Nidarim is about Isurim. The Kaimlan Tilchza Krav Visura, and therefore we have to favor the Isur track. Well, if we say Lo Mahani Ela Kiamar La Amanashain Lavalacha Rishus Ben Ela Masha At No Senes Mevicha, you have to have the double stipulation. The Ramam Zal Miyatze Sader, he actually has some middle path. Shepasha Kishmuel, he holds like Shmuel that Mashkan Isha Lo Kanabail Elok Shekasev, but he writes, he qualifies. Nami Tarti, and even Shmuel requires two statements: Amanashein Levalecha Rishus Ben, Umashitir to Is Asi, and also what you do as you please. Even though we said before that seemed to be the same thing. Shuzal Mefarish Rav Shmuel Beha Pligi, he has a different interpretation to the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. The Rav suffered the high Nakin Masis and Shat No Senes Laficha Dafka Hu Lishnachrina Lo Mahani Bei. The Amar Nami Mashitir to Isa Kana Yasim Bal. Shmuel suffered the Lav Dafka Duha Din Mashitir to Isu. Different machlokas here. The example that the Mishnah gives, Sha'at no senes l'ficha, Rav says only that works, and Shmuel says that's an example, but even she'aset shetirti, do what you want, that also works. But even Shmuel requires two statements by Nedarim. Umi l'chuli amat trei l'shin bayinan. That's how the Rabbam interprets the Mishnah. We don't need to do the rest of it. What comes out is machlokas. We pass like Rav or Shmuel, or the Rabbam holds like Shmuel, but Shmuel is understood differently here in the sugya of Nedarim. Okay, this is the Mishnah. We should probably wait for the Mishnah then. This one will stop here then.
Yeah.
Okay. Time's it?
All right. Sure. 10 minutes.
Okay, good.